back here at the Midwest Ag Expo, stopping over at the IPG, the Insurance Providers Group. Chad Esterberg, great to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
Well, Chad, what I love about IPG is you guys have solutions for people. And I always tell people the thing about insurance, you never want to have to use it, but you want it there when you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's insurance, it's risk advising, and it's listening to people with their problems, with their issues they have, and then coming up with solutions and how we can help them. And so if it's anything from, your normal home and auto, farm liability, but then, of course, we have the commercial and the health insurance. And obviously the health insurance is a hot topic right now, the last few months locally. But just in general, coming up with solutions for people, that's what I enjoy about it, getting to know their story and being able to come up with something that's going to help them if they should need it, right? If they should need it. We hope they don't, but that's what we're in the business for.
I've had the opportunity to be watching you in action along with another great set of panelists when Cheryl Mitchell talks about legacy planning for farmers. And that's the important part of your job when it comes to the ag side of things, is you guys really understand the business that farmers are going through. How much does that help you in getting the right coverage in place for your clients?
Yeah, I think, with me personally, just growing up on a farm here in Central Illinois, understanding how the farm has changed, and then also understanding like the economics of farming. It's getting tighter. Every year it's been tighter. And being able to find a solution for them, that helps. But I think one of the reasons that I'm able to find good solutions for them is because I listen to them and we're able to figure out what really is a problem that we need to solve and what we have. So when we talk about farm succession, that is something that has been near and dear to me and my team that I work with, and Cheryl being part of that team. You know, we're able to come up with solutions for them. We have a carrier nationwide that's what they saw too. They saw a problem in the ag community. Something like 95% of farm families do not have a succession plan. This is nationwide. And so when you look at that, there's a reason for that. And so Cheryl and I are able to offer solutions where we come in and we facilitate that program, that plan. Nationwide offers a program where we collect information from the farm family, including goals and financials and wishes and all that good stuff. Current structure, we evaluate that. And then Nationwide has a team of like 10 lawyers that look at this and come back with a plan. And when we're able to then present that to a farm family, and then Cheryl and I come alongside them, we don't push, we don't come in front of, we come alongside them to encourage and to help them get through some of these obstacles that they have. So those obstacles can be everything from inside the family dynamics, or it could be I don't have a lawyer, or my lawyer doesn't understand farm, or my accountant doesn't understand these. And so we're able to work with other local professionals and help them out.
And that can be such a different strategy depending on how big the farm is, how old the primary people are. There are so many moving parts and pieces, it'd be impossible to figure this out on your own.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I have realized over the last 10 years, and specifically the last 5 years working with farm families with farm succession, is that there's no cookie cutter. And everybody likes that, right? They want to believe they're just like their neighbors, that their solution is my solution. It should be easy. It's simple. But we all have our own wishes. We all have our family dynamics that are different. We have acreage that is different. Do we have a livestock operation? Do we have trucking involved? Do we have a son or a daughter that's still on the farm? Do we not have any of our kids that are involved in the farming and now we want to retire? I mean, that's some of the issues too. You know, the farmer is living longer. We're all living longer. And so, you know, to be able to farm at 80, that's difficult. But they don't want to give it up because they have no one to give it up to, or they don't have a plan. And that's really what we help them with.
At IPG, I think the other thing that makes you guys special is you're not tied to that one size fits all. You can find the right carrier for the right customer.
Yeah, with just farm lines alone, we have about 5 different carriers now. And personal lines, if you're looking at home and auto, we probably have close to 20. Commercial lines, if you have a commercial need, whether it's residential carpentry, whether it's habitational, whatever your garage keepers, we have all of those carriers that are important and probably even some that we have, you know, they haven't heard of, because we just want to be able to find that perfect fit and what they need, that client needs.
Nobody wants to use their insurance because, you've had something bad happen, but Working with IPG, how good does it feel when you do have a client that had a problem, but you had the right solution in place before that? It was a more of a problem for them. That's got to feel so good.
Yeah, it does. It's nice. Again, you're listening to them beforehand, trying to find the solution. You find the solution, and then when something does happen, because it is, whether it's life insurance for death or whether it's medical needs or a house fire, when you're able to then help that person out, that does. I mean, personally, that's kind of the second part of why I do what I do. The first is the problem solving and the solution finding, but also being there when somebody needs it.
Chad, before I let you go, where can folks find out more information?
Again, you can give me a call personally at 217-379-4210. But you can look us all up online wherever you are, whether you're in Champaign County, Vermilion, Ford, Iroquois, or just in the state of Illinois at IPG on the internet.
And I'm always stumbling into you at a farm show. That's always a good thing. Thanks so much for visiting with me today.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
From the Midwest Ag Expo, this is Dennis Michelson.